Oxfordshire. Of Oxfordshire. The Breakfast Club with Sophie Law.
20 to 8 right now on Wednesday's Breakfast Club. I'm always a fan of trying something new. Even if you think you're too old to do something, I say nonsense. Give it a go. We've spoken to roller skaters on this show and people who've picked up like skateboarding and basketball at a later age. But what about being in a punk band? You may remember earlier this year I met The Hormones. They are a women's punk band made up of members between the ages of 50 and 76. Until last year, they'd never even picked up an instrument to play, and now they've got a new gig booking. Want to welcome Deb and Elise back to the show. Good morning to both of you.
Hi, Sophie.
So thank you for getting up. I know this is very early for punk rockers, 7.41 of a morning. You've been having a great kind of season so far since we last spoke to you, and now a promotion, an exciting new booking. Tell us about it, please, Deb.
Oh, well, we're really excited. We're going to be playing back at Flowfest this year. This was our first gig last year, so this marks a full year of us performing. And Flowfest is just such a fabulous event. It's a family orientated festival. It's very community based. It's free, and it's all run by volunteers. So we're absolutely delighted. This year we're going to be on the main stage.
Yes!
So we're absolutely thrilled about that.
So this is Flowfest in Florence Park in a weekend or so's time, Saturday the 22nd of June.
That's
Elise,
right.
Main stage, does that mean you try some new riffs, or you do a bit of jumping in the air like Busted? How do you promote the Hormones gig to main stage level?
Well, I definitely will be jumping
yes.
up and down in the air. yeah, we've learned a new song, actually. Lisa, our singer, has written a song. She's written a song. It was fantastic, actually, all of us coming together and practicing it over the last few weeks. It's like a bring and share party. So Lisa brought the bread and butter. I'm bringing the reduced fat coleslaw. And yeah, no, it's been great having our own song. I think that's the idea in the long term, that we'll do all of our own stuff.
Oh, that's so exciting. Deb, give us an idea of some of the rest of the band. Who is on stage? What are their backgrounds? Who's the 76-year-old? I feel like we should shout her out.
Well, I should say, and I know she won't mind me saying this, she is in fact now 77 and a great grandmother. And that is Viv, who washboard, and she is fabulous and keeps us all going. But we have 9 people in the band. Most of us actually live very locally to Florence Park, so it feels like a real kind of homecoming for us playing at Florence Park.
Even better. So homecoming, main stage, playing your own song, debuting that for the first time. I mean, what's next for the Hormones, Elise? Where can you go after? I feel like this could be the peak.
Well, I think it's onwards and upwards for us, actually. I was talking to your assistant and saying, she asked if we're standing for an election, and I said no.
But we have to ask that to everybody at this time of year.
But I think maybe in 4 years' time we could sort out world peace. And I mean, in all seriousness, I think it's an amazing group of women. You know, between us collectively, I think there's nothing we can't do, really.
Absolutely love that attitude, Elise. And I know, the one thing you can't do is get in to play for us on the Breakfast Club normally, because you all have, you know, important jobs as well. But we're hoping in the summer holes you might be able to come in and do a little bit for us in our live lounge.
Oh, that would be great. I don't know how the saxophone will sound, but
I'm sure it'll sound fantastic. Hey, it's never too early for saxophone, and it's never too late to pick up a guitar and join a punk band. Thank you very much to Deb and Elise from The Hormones. If you want to see them at their homecoming gig, if you will, Flowfest, Saturday the 22nd of June, main stage, and debuting their own pen song as well. I love that.